Welcome, everyone, to Speak Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Gideon. I've got Christian Lloyd here with us today. You've met Christian before, but in case you've forgotten, Christian is one of our pastors here on staff at Edmonds First Baptist, and he's joining me in today's podcast. I do have to pick on him just a little bit, though, because he is brave enough to come onto my podcast with purple glasses and a purple shirt. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to give you a hard time about that. Because Sunday morning, I had a pocket square in my suit pocket that had pink and blue and different colors in it. And do you know what your grandpa came up and said to me?
No, what'd he say?
He said, "That is the sissiest looking pocket square I have ever seen in my life." Now, he said that about my pocket square. I'm just curious as to what your grandpa would say about your purple glasses and your purple shirt today.
Well, he'll get to see it later today, so okay. I guess we'll find out. He hasn't seen him yet.
Okay,
so
well.
I may have to just, you know, take
him
off.
Yeah, look at that. That's pretty cool. You know, you got all different colors, I guess. Well, that's why we love Christian around here. He mixes things up for us.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, Christian, what we got for today?
All right, so we're going to start doing some world religions and talking about different ones. And today we're going to focus on Judaism. But before we do that, I just want to know, why would it be important for a believer to be informed about other world religions? We know they're incorrect, and we know Scripture to be true, but why is it important for us to know as a believer about world religions?
Well, I think, first of all, we have the power of the gospel as Christians. We have the gospel message, and salvation in Christianity teaches that, you know, God came down to man. In the person of Jesus Christ. He came down to us because we could not work our way up to him. But in reality, that's what differentiates Christianity from all the other religions in the world, is that basically at their core, all other religions teach that man can climb the mountain up to God. He can work his way into God's favor. And Christianity says, no, that's not possible. Man is sinful. Salvation is not possible apart from grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I think it's helpful for us to know what other religions teach so that we can be better witnesses of the gospel when we encounter people of different beliefs, to know at least something about what they believe so that we don't assume or, cast a belief on them that they actually don't believe. Right. So knowledge is knowledge gives us power. So
absolutely. Well, like I said, we're talking about Judaism today. So could you just give us a little brief overview of what is Judaism?
I made some notes here. And so I'll just kind of walk through those and share those with you and with our audience. But so first of all, I'll just talk a little bit about the history of Judaism. Just like Christianity, Judaism traces its roots back to the book of Genesis and the covenant relationship between God and Abraham in the Hebrew Bible. I will say that Judaism is one of the most monotheistic religions with a focus on worship of the one true God. And throughout history, Judaism has gone through periods of exile, persecution, and even dispersion. And these three things, exile, persecution, dispersion, has helped shape the cultural and religious context of Judaism as well. So as far as its origin, it's the same as Christianity as far as a belief in the one true God and the covenant that he made between God and Abraham. And so that's kind of the history behind Judaism. We can talk about beliefs, but I don't know what questions you have next. So.
Yeah, that was actually next is getting into the beliefs.
Okay.
Maybe even the differences and compare and contrasting
absolutely.
They believe,
so. Let's talk about their beliefs, and then we'll talk about the beliefs of Judaism, some of the key aspects of their belief, and then also towards the end we'll compare that between Christianity.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Judaism believes, like Christians, that there is one God. You know, we read that in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. So Judaism believes in one God, the God of Israel, who is the creator of the universe. They also believe in strict adherence to the Torah, which is the sacred scriptures of Judaism. It includes the first five books of the Old Testament. And they place emphasis, and this is what differentiates them. One of the things that differentiates them from Christianity, there's many things, but this is one of them, is that when they study the scripture, their emphasis is more on an ethical monotheism. In other words, they highlight the importance of ethical behavior and moral conduct of everyday life. We'll get into this in just a moment as we talk more about their beliefs. But, you know, Judaism teaches at the core that Jews can actually, through their good works and through their religious practices, they believe that they can actually earn favor with God. And so it's a works-based salvation. Judaism also believes in, you know, strict adherence to religious practices, such as the study of the Torah, Sabbath observance, and adherence to dietary laws. We've heard about being kosher. Some of the key aspects, though, of Judaism, some of their key, and if you have a question, just stop and ask me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but some of the key aspects of Judaism is the idea of covenant. As a matter of fact, covenant is central to Judaism, and so Judaism believes that there is a covenant between God and the Jewish people, and this covenant is believed to be established. God made it with Abraham. He further developed that same covenant through Moses and the giving of the Torah, and then ultimately the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. So, and God did do that. You know, that's not just something that they believe that's outside of Scripture. You know, it's in Scripture. God did make a covenant with Abraham, and from Abraham came the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. So they have belief in the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant. What is their belief about the Messiah? You know, that's one of the key things that we have to deal with is what do they believe about Jesus? In reality, the idea of the figure of the Messiah is a key belief in Judaism. They believe that when the Messiah comes, they don't believe he's come yet. Okay, so they rejected Christ as the Messiah. But they believe that when he does come, he will bring a golden age of peace and justice and prosperity for the world, and that he is going to overthrow the oppressors of the Jews and cause them to have prosperity in the world.
You know, that kind of reminds me of, you know, this week being leading up to Easter, and kind of reminds me of almost what, you know, what they believed then about Jesus, that he was going to come in and take over the government and bring it that age of peace in a way.
And we just dealt with the triumphal entry the other day, and that's one of the reasons that Jesus, when he would cast out demons or when he would heal people, he would often say, "Don't tell anybody," and the reason that he would say "don't tell anybody" is because for a time he was he hid his messianic identity. Now, the count of the triumphal entry is Jesus revealing his messianic identity. Now, the reason that Jesus hid that identity until the end of his ministry is because he knew what they were looking for. They were looking for a political Messiah, and he knew that they would try to take him by force and set him up as king. And it's true that Jesus does, Christ is king, and he does reign, and one day he will physically reign upon this earth once again. But before his coronation, there has to be crucifixion. Yeah. And that's what the Jews have missed. That's what they failed to understand. But I will say this in all fairness, the concept of the Messiah within Judaism is not necessarily the same. There's kind of different groups within Judaism, and not all believe the same way about the Messiah. But if someone is truly a Jew who practices Judaism, or a Gentile who's converted to Judaism, then they do have a belief in the Messiah as a political Messiah, a golden age of peace, but nevertheless they reject Christ. And they deny him as the Messiah. you know, another key belief within Judaism is their understanding of worship and rituals. And I've made reference to this a little bit earlier, but I'll make reference to it again. But within Judaism, there is a strong emphasis on ceremonial worship and ritual practices, which includes observing holidays like, you know, Passover and Rosh, and Yom Kippur and just other different life cycle rituals and circumstances and so forth, circumcision, bar mitzvahs and weddings, and all this is part of Judaism. And I will say that, I don't want to say too much. I really want to be fair and talk about some of their key tenets. Some of the other key beliefs are the idea of synagogue and community. Jews believe that the synagogue serves as a place of worship, study, and community. It's the place where Jews gather together as individuals and as families. They also believe, you know, community plays a significant role in Jewish life. There's a lot of communal support, a lot of engagement in social justice issues. These are things that they hold in high value. Now, as far as what they believe about the afterlife and the resurrection, beliefs about the afterlife and resurrection actually vary among Jewish traditions. And so, just like there's many different branches of Christianity, you could say the same thing about Judaism. So some Jews do emphasize the idea of the world to come or the afterlife or of heaven. Others focus more, not so much on the afterlife or heaven. Others focus more on leading a righteous life in this world. But no matter what, you know, when you talk about their key beliefs or key aspects of their belief, covenant, their understanding, Messiah, and so forth, the thing that all these things have in common is it's all based upon man's effort. Now, if they were observing the Passover or Yom Kippur or whatever, you know, other festivals as a reminder of Christ's sacrifice upon the cross, then there would be freedom in that. But when you approach these rituals and these ceremonies, and when you approach the Bible with this idea that there's certain things that I must do to earn favor with God, is a failure on the grandest level. Because what the Bible teaches is that man has sinned against God, and there's nothing that man can do to save himself. And that's the reason that Jesus, who is the Messiah, Christ is King, and that's why he came. Now, what else you got for me there? I do have the differences between Judaism and Christianity that we can expound, but if you have something before that, please feel free to ask.
Yeah, just a couple, and you touched base on some of these already, but you talked about the Torah and that kind of being their main, you know, book that they use, just the first four books of the Bible, but a lot of times you'd see that the New Testament just really, they don't believe it to be canon, and they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and could you just expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, I'll just jump right into the beliefs.
Okay.
You know, what are the major differences between Judaism and Christianity? Well, the first one is the belief about Jesus.
Yeah.
So Christianity views Jesus, we view Jesus as the eternal Son of God and the promised Messiah who came to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. That's what we believe. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, the promised Messiah who came and fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament. In contrast, Judaism does not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. As a matter of fact, they reject Christ as the Messiah, and they consider Jesus to be nothing more than a historical figure. But they would reject his deity. They would say he's not divine.
Yeah.
And so that's the major difference is their understanding of who Christ is. Another key difference between Judaism and Christianity is the understanding or the concept of a triune God, or what we would say the Trinity. So we as Christians believe in a triune God. We believe that there is one God, which makes us monotheistic. We believe there is one God, but yet who exists in three distinct persons. All are equal in essence, but yet they are distinct in person. However, Judaism rejects the Trinity altogether. They hold to a strict monotheism, but they believe in the oneness of God, and they would reject the idea of a triune God. So we're already seeing the major problem here. Their rejection of Jesus as divine, their rejection of Jesus as the Messiah, their rejection of the triune God as revealed in Scripture. And then there's, thirdly, their understanding of salvation. You know, the Christian understanding of salvation is that salvation is a gift of God, not by works, that we are saved by grace through faith in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ based upon his sacrificial death upon the cross and subsequent resurrection. However, Judaism, on the other hand, emphasizes the importance of following commandments and living a righteous life. And so, again, works-based. In Judaism, God's on the mountain, and man must work his way up to God. In Christianity, God is on the mountain, man is at the bottom. Man cannot work his way up to God. Why? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So God came down to man. This is what the Scripture teaches us. You know, we see this even in the Old Testament with Jacob's ladder, you know, so this is not something that's foreign to the Old Testament. But nevertheless, Christianity teaches salvation by grace through faith, whereas Judaism teaches a works-based, you earn favor with God through your religious activity. What do, as far as the Scriptures, and this is the question you ask me, while both, you know, Judaism and Christianity both hold and share the Hebrew Bible, we both believe that the Hebrew Bible is our sacred text. Mm-hmm. However, there's difference upon interpretation, of course, and they also consider additional text that we don't consider to be authoritative. So, but Christians also include the New Testament as part of the Holy Scriptures. We believe that it is the New Testament is the new covenant, and in Christ. And therefore, Christians hold to both the Old and New Covenant, New Testament, as canon, as the inspired Word of God, whereas Judaism would just hold to the Torah or the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. Now, as far as the observances and the practices, of course, Judaism and Christianity have different religious practices, you know, holidays, rituals. For example, Jews would observe the Sabbath on Saturday, while most Christians celebrate Sunday, the Lord's Day, as we see exemplified and modeled for us in the New Testament. Additionally, you know, Judaism observes dietary laws and rituals, and which makes them distinct from us in Christianity. I'm not saying that Christians don't observe dietary laws or rituals, but we don't do it to earn our salvation. Right. We don't do it to earn favor with God. Contrary to Judaism. But even the structure of Judaism, how they're structured as far as their clergy or their leadership, you know, Christianity, you know, we believe in the priesthood of the believer. We believe that every person at the moment of their salvation is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And as the New Testament teaches us, we are a priest. We are. So we believe in the priesthood of the believer. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have ordained elders and so forth, the two offices of the church, pastor, elder, or pastor, deacon. But whereas in Judaism, you're going to, you know, they're going to make a distinction between, you know, they're going to have rabbis and these different things. There's a hierarchical structure there. That we do not have, especially in Baptist life, we don't have a hierarchical, you know, yeah. Structure. But there's some difference in the way they, you know, structure themselves as well. But as you can see, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I do want to be truthful. This is called the Speak Truth, podcast. So, yeah. I would say that according to Scripture, Judaism is if you practice Judaism, you are not a Christian, which they would agree to that. But I would also say, if you practice Judaism, not only are you not a Christian, you are not saved.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's only Jesus made that clear. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a family member that practices Judaism, and so any opportunity that we get to share the gospel with them in the same way, because. Yeah. As you said, I truly believe that they're not a believer, and
right.
they would say the same thing because of what they act. But just didn't have one other question. That's kind of you kind of touched base a little bit already of it, but is there any specific way that you'd approach sharing the gospel with someone who is a devout Judaism believer, a devout Jew? And you said just making sure they understand that it's salvation isn't works based, and that Christ is King. Is there any specific way that you'd say?
I would think that, first of all, I don't know how much you're going to accomplish if you approach someone who practiced strict Judaism. You don't want to approach them with the New Testament. They're going to reject it. They're going to reject it altogether. Mm-hmm. So what is it that they do believe? Well, I would go to the Torah. I'd go to the Hebrew Bible, and which Christ, or, the Son of God is there. We would talk about how God refers to himself in the plural form. We would look at passages like Isaiah 53 and Psalms 2 and other passages like that. We would look at those passages. We would talk about the Old Testament sacrificial system and what the Old Testament sacrificial system, who it pointed to, even the temple and the tabernacle itself, and how ultimately those things are pictures of Christ and point to Christ. And, there are so many what we would refer to as theophanies or Christophanies in the Old Testament. And, Christ is all over the Old Testament. And so we could, I would go to the Old Testament and I would challenge them through the Word of God. I would take them to the 23rd Psalm. I would take them to the Decalogue. I would take them, we would look at the Ten Commandments, and I would question them according to the law of God. And if they're truly honest, they're going to see that they have failed. They have broken every one of God's commands, both vertical and both horizontal. They've sinned against God. They've sinned against man, as we all have. There's no way possible that we could ever keep the law in order to earn favor with God, because at heart we are lawbreakers. So I would definitely go to the law of God and challenge them in light of the law, and hopefully that they'll, the Holy Spirit works and that they see their condemnation through the law, and that makes them prepared for grace in the gospel. So.
Well, thank you. And that's all the questions that I have. So I appreciate it. This is fantastic. So.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, we want to thank all of you for tuning in today. Please like, share, subscribe, encourage others to do the same. Until we meet again, serve the King.